Blog Talk Radio.
On Wheels Now.
On Wheels Now, your inside look at local motorsports. Live from Las Vegas, October 3rd, 2023. And this is the Racers Roundtable, where racers, race fans, and race officials can get together and just talk about local racing, just like we like to do here. Hosting along with myself, the man on a mission, Mr. Gary Wyatt.
What's happening?
What's happening, man? The huge.
Just working.
Working, playing, or work.
No, just work. No playing.
You got to squeeze some playing in there.
A couple of weeks, maybe.
Go to Sam's Town. Maybe hit the Megabucks.
Oh.
Huh?
Let's cancel the show and roll.
I said. They make winners at Sam's Town.
Uh-huh.
On the Megabucks.
Uh-huh.
Also, Justin Griffiths. What's happening?
Trying to get the Facebook up.
Watch the races.
There we go.
Facebook.
No, races are over. The racing's over.
No.
So we're good.
Who won?
Rico.
Rico.
The midget man.
Is that his nickname?
Yes.
No, he is a midget. He's the midget we were just talking about.
I know, but I guess that was his actual nickname.
No, what's his real name?
Rico Abreu.
Yeah.
Does he have a nickname?
Not that I know of.
Okay. How about Kyle Larson?
Young Money. He finished second.
Oh.
His name's Young Money.
Really? Name. Maybe the other guy's little money.
Short money. No, I'm short money.
Right.
He's little money.
Oh, man. We're missing someone tonight.
Yes, we are.
Who's not here this time?
There's always somebody.
Now it's your turn.
He's faking.
Yeah, who's faking now?
He's faking. You're not faking. You're here.
Dylan, he'll be here later, though. Speaking of that, we do have our long show tonight. We got the Blythe Speedway show after this show, so make sure you tune in. Give us 10 minutes to, like you said, run down the hallway, get it all unlocked, get in the other studio, get it all set up.
Dylan's watching. He's faking. He's out faking.
What's the excuse?
He blamed you for faking. We're going to blame him for faking.
So like boils in all the wrong places.
I tried to make it last week and it just I wouldn't have made it until like 6:45 and
what was your excuse last week?
I was working.
Well, I heard two different excuses.
I was straight working. That's the excuse I told him.
See, that's the excuse he told me that he was working.
I talked to your boss. We guys were off last week.
That's right.
Oh, we were. This week we're almost off. Damn, it's so slow.
I
love this weather, though.
Last week when we were off together, Mike and I, and we ran into your boss, and he said, he makes sure you're off on Tuesday evening.
That's what he said.
They don't
no matter what, we already told him, Tuesdays are his days.
Tuesdays at 5 o'clock, he has to be home, or he has to be off.
No.
Oh, yeah, you.
No,
we're talking
about
you. Hello? This is a radio show.
I already know it's bullshit.
I don't think so. Would we bullshit you?
Yes.
When? Name one time. I'm listening.
Every time.
Not one time, every time.
Right? Oh, that's all right. This time it's Dylan in the...
Dylan's faking.
Yep. I don't know what his excuse is.
But you keep saying he'll be here, so he ain't faking too good.
No, yeah. He'll be here for the Blythe show, he says.
Or he may squeeze in.
Maybe. If his boss lets him off in time.
No.
We got to have a conversation with his boss, too. So we already had it with your boss, now his boss. Well, you both are faking.
We know. Trust me,
you
know.
It's your turn this time, Patrick. It's your turn. Yeah, let's switch off back and forth. I can see them texts flying right now between you two.
One time we talked, he sent me the point standings. Oh, bless. And then he goes, fuck, I think I fucked up. I was like,
yes, he did, but that's okay.
Yes, he did.
We'll let him correct his mistake. But I did put you down as host and him guest host. So I would like you guys to host while me and Gary sit back and
try
and talk to you from our side.
Well, I'm going to sit here and talk to a chair, apparently.
Oh, Dylan, he's getting on you this time. Watch out.
Well, at least he knew I wasn't coming the day before, and he brought in a guest with him to fill in for me.
Uh-huh. No.
You didn't bring anyone in.
No, Michael brought in a guest to fill in for you.
Someone did. It wasn't me, but Gary did, actually.
We got it covered.
Well, you didn't cover it this week.
Well,
that's
what I tell you.
You were supposed to do that.
Uh-huh.
Well, no one told me he wasn't going to be here.
Well,
you
have to communicate to Dylan.
Hold on, where's my phone?
You did not tell me Dylan was not going to be here today.
Oh, okay. Dylan's not going to be here today.
But yeah,
that's why I chose Dylan.
He's faking on you.
That's right.
So this week it's Dylan, next week it'll be you.
When did we get the fake?
Soon.
Soon, okay. Mm-hmm. You guys got it.
But we're not going to trade off. We're going to do the same
exactly.
day.
Exactly. Uh-huh. Anyway.
I thought this was a racing show.
It is, but we got to bust your balls first.
Well, we talk about other stuff.
Uh-huh.
Hockey.
Uh-huh. Go Kings, go.
Is it already hockey season to start?
The 12th, I believe, NHL officially kicks off on the 12th.
Next week.
Regular season.
Uh-huh.
Regular season. They do like pre-season.
Yeah, right now they're doing preseason.
Yeah.
Is that any kind of indicator of the team, or that they put in all their like newbies?
Most of the time, it's usually the practice squad guys the AHL, which is the
all the guys
league.
That's going to get dropped off the league or out of NHL.
The starters will play one or two games, maybe.
Yeah.
The younger guys.
They cost a lot more.
The younger guys usually come and they'll play a couple preseason games, but the veterans usually. Just do the regular season.
Yeah, and the LA Kings kicked the shit out of the Knights. Just so you know.
Oh, okay. No matter what squad or whatever you call it.
Our rookies beat their guys.
All I gotta say is I'm not a Knights fan.
Either
they got the Stanley Cup last year.
That's okay.
Well, that's true.
Everybody's got to win once in a while.
Apparently not my fucking team.
Well, okay. Everything but the Buffalo Sabres.
You never know. Their day may be coming.
My Bears look good. I mean,
did they win?
Yeah.
How many weeks in football are?
Four.
Fourth week.
Yeah.
And you played four times.
Yeah.
How many? You won.
Three.
Three out of four. All right.
They lost opening night, and then they whooped the Raiders. They whooped Washington, and then this week they whooped on the Dolphins.
Now, I'm not a football fan.
Okay.
But the week before. The Dolphins scored 70 points.
That's what you
against
told me.
Set a new record for the most points in a single game since like 1960 something.
Wow.
It's been a while. They won 70-20, but they beat the Broncos, who was the worst team in the league this year. Like they're pretty bad, and so they pretty much said, "Oh, the Dolphins are going to the Super Bowl. They're the best team, and they got all the fast guys on the team, and like." They're known for their fast offense, and then they went into Buffalo and got their ass handed to them.
Oh, okay.
48-20.
Nice.
And I was
humbled them a little. Yeah.
I was like, you got to stay humble.
I'm not a football fan. I don't like football,
right.
But some of those stats like that stuff I keep up on. But
right.
I can't wait for hockey.
When you get your ass handed to you the week after you blew a team out and.
Right.
I looked over, I was like, and my mom got to go to the game, so my mom's in Buffalo right now.
And then that's their good luck charm, because that's why they won.
She has
the most highest scoring team.
Actually.
She was at a Buffalo game.
They should
reach out to her and pay for her to go to all the games.
She has never seen them win. Every game we've ever went to, me and her went to, they lost.
Wow.
I went to L.A. last year, we won. I went to Arizona a few times. Me and my brother went a couple of years back. They won. My mom was like, I'm not going to waste money. They're going to fucking lose. And they won both games that I went to. So
Well, and it's special, and it's a home game that she has to go see, so that is amazing.
And the week before, she was sitting at the bar with me, and we're watching the Bills play the Washington, and she looks up and was like, and she's looking at the score of the Dolphins game, and it just keeps going up and up and up and up. That's when they scored 70. And she's like, I don't think I want to go next week. She was like, she was like, I really hope they fucking, they bring something next week, and then they ended up just destroying them, so. Wow. So it was also cool because Damar Hamlin, which was the guy that died on the field last year, he made his first game back against the Dolphins.
As a ghost. You said he died. You said he died. But he was there as a ghost. Okay. Now, that's really cool that he was actually there.
I was like, I would have been too damn emotional. Like, the last time you were on the field, you were getting freaking pumped.
Right.
And CPR and getting revived.
Well, you know, if that's how he's going to go, that's the best way to go, right? Doing something you love to do.
I mean, that's like...
Gary wants to die in his race car.
Right? That's like
don't revive him and bury him in his
race car. Imagine you having going on cardiac arrest in a race car and then...
I have that all the time. What are you talking about?
Less than a year later.
Every time I race with some of the guys, I have cardiac arrest.
Anytime some of them guys get close to me, what are you talking about?
Even under caution.
Yeah, that's under caution.
That's when you get hit the most is under caution.
She knows you're out. I don't remember what girl it was. I was in a Charger stock. I don't remember what it was called that then. But I had... somebody spun, so there's a caution. So, and then I think I can't remember. Anyways, so there's a caution, so slowing down. And as in turn, is at the bull ring, one and two, and this girl comes. I forget what her name was. And she comes, ran right into my door like full speed. You know, and the caution was out a while. I was like, what the hell. I'm not saying it was because it was a woman driver.
Yes, you
but
are.
In this case, it was because it was a woman driver.
Would you have three parade laps?
Yeah, exactly. You know, all of a sudden, whack. Thought it was Gary Cheeks.
Sam.
I wanted to refrain from that, but okay.
Mike didn't hold that back.
Again, you get hit more times under caution than you do during the race.
He laughs about it.
Yes, he does.
He does. His own son makes the same jokes.
I don't know, but I got yelled at. I wasn't in there. Like,
okay.
My driver was not even involved in that.
I was going to say, he was mad at me for how long? I wasn't even...
Two weeks.
Couple races. Yeah, shit.
And it had to be on the top of his, like, he was ready. And as soon as I stepped out of that truck, he started yelling. I was like... That had to be like,
you
know, him alive.
Kelly laughed at that shit, you know. It's like, really?
He couldn't wait.
Yeah.
He's looking for justice.
Yeah.
And I like, I stared at him. I was like, and I'm thinking back in my head, I was like, we weren't even near him.
Well, you got to blame someone.
The black truck. I was like, where's the white truck?
Yeah, like, we're a completely totally different color truck. Got nothing on it that looks black at all.
Maybe the window. Yeah. Maybe.
Yeah, it's all fun.
The sticker would have been black if Michael would have put it on than I have been traveling around with.
Maybe it was a big Bryce Speedway sticker. He just thought it was you. He seen Bryce Speedway and just was like, Michael.
And that's not even the same. That's not even a white truck.
No, that's what I said.
Yeah, completely different.
Yeah.
Everything.
He must have been thinking you were still in the 7 truck or something.
That's possible. That's possible.
We'll give him the benefit of the doubt.
Okay. We'll give his age the benefit of
the doubt. Hey, Russ was 87.
That's
okay.
True. That is true. And we did, you know, we all gave him, you know, a little, you know,
yeah.
It was easy on him.
We just gotta give Gary room.
You know, one good thing, Gary's been making it to every one of our races.
Mm-hmm.
It doesn't matter if it's a 12-hour drive from Tucson or not, he's there.
I think he's been to every race this
year.
Yeah,
he has. He has, yeah. It's been amazing. So it's cool to see guys that devoted. You know, it's the Late Model Truck Series. We've got a great group of guys racing with us all the time. Of course, all the people involved helping out, Justin, you know, Sue, everyone involved. Dylan's been helping lately.
When he feels like it.
When he's not sick or making excuses. You know, and speaking of that, you know, next race is going to be the finale at Blythe, November 18th. That's going to be an amazing, amazing truck race. I can't wait till that race. I think we're going to have a really good, strong turnout.
I need somebody to watch my back that night. Some guy comes flying back on the racetrack and...
Yeah. We'll stand in the middle. Hey, wait, I got my truck fixed.
There you go.
I got my truck fixed. Now I just got to know how to drive it.
Learn how to jump. Mm-hmm. I got to jump higher than the hood.
Just don't hit my windshield.
Yeah, just don't land on it.
That's right.
Jump out of the way.
Just run across the top of it.
It'll be a fun race. But anyways.
Isaiah and I, we didn't have my back that night.
They always got your back. Even when you don't expect it, they have your back.
Mm-hmm.
Just like we have all our backs even when we don't expect it.
I'm sure about that one.
No comment.
I come to y'all defense a lot.
You do. You do. And we appreciate that. Thank you. When are you going to go racing again yourself?
We keep bringing this up. And
well, we're going to keep doing it for your races.
Why are you bringing it up? I'm going to get a water.
I got coffee.
You want a water?
I got
a
water. We're good.
All right.
My wife won't touch
days. That's
right. Yes. Turn it so the camera can see.
Yeah, there you go.
It's been sitting there the whole time.
Yeah, it has. But, yeah, speaking of races, we're just a few days away from another fabulous race down at Blythe. Go to blythespeedway.com. Check it out. If you're from any other track that the races are done and you want to go racing,
we got a track for you.
Yep. Go to blythespeedway.com and check out the schedule, the weekend schedule, and the rest of the season schedule, which is three more races, including this weekend's race. But if you want to kind of feel it out, now's the time to do it. Come on down on Friday night. We have Friday practice, 5 to 8. 4 o'clock, credentials open. You got plenty of time to drive down from Vegas, play around. Come out just for practice night if you want to just play. Come, bring your factory stock. You know, you got
bring your mini stock.
Bring your mini stock.
That's right. Bring your dirt mini stock.
Yeah,
it's okay.
Yeah, it's okay.
Just wash it before you bring it.
That's right. Yeah. Empty your trunk out.
That's right.
We did have somebody on our tech try to pull one of your numbers. our last race.
And guess
stock.
Who it was?
I guess who caught it?
Uh huh. You can't get them tires as fast as eyes. He's experienced with them.
Exactly. Okay. You can't fool. Yeah.
You can't fool the fool.
The fooler, yeah. You try to. You got to wait.
Oh, I'll take them out. I'll take them out. Well, I'm not going to pass you until they're out. Oh, man. Come on. Can you guess who that was?
I was just thinking, what class was it?
Factory.
You said factory? Are you listening?
I didn't hear that.
Here, let's go back to the archives and I'll replay it for you.
Was it Dylan?
No.
Is Andrew.
Oh.
And speaking of Andrew, it's cool. He's been coming out having a good time. He's all about the fans. You know,
he's been using that bumper a lot.
Hopefully. That's good. He's comfortable.
He's letting Dylan know he's right there.
And Eric.
Right.
And Eric.
Getting in their head, you know, it's working.
Yeah.
He's getting faster.
He pushed Eric down the backstretch, and I was like, damn.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And again, thanks to him for making the trip, Cliff, and
Havasu. Yeah, no, and you know what? He's having, and this is his words, he's having the best time he's ever had racing, you know, so he thanks the fans every time he gets out. And
my kids autographed his door the last race.
Huh?
He was like, go for it. All the kids started signing his car.
That's really cool.
Yeah, that's cool.
Yeah, that's neat.
See, Dylan started it because Dylan let somebody sign his 4. And then my kids were like, I want to do that. So Andrew was like, sign it.
They don't know this, but the deal is whatever part signed at the end of the season, they have to take that part off so we can display it at the track. So we're going to have a couple doors. Yeah,
on the fences.
We're going to have a couple doors so far, right?
Mm-hmm.
All right.
And the Crown Victoria doors.
Well, maybe we can get somebody to sign every piece of the body. We got a whole body.
I think whoever hits the wall has to go sign the wall.
Right, then the whole wall would have
signatures. Yeah, exactly. We'd have no room. We'd have like this photograph here.
Mm-hmm. And a couple dudes hit that wall pretty good.
You know.
Well, they got to watch it because it's been repainted. Most of the wall has been repainted.
Yeah, the track looks beautiful, by the way.
Kevin Terrell needs to go sign the one wall.
Uh-huh. Well, no, Kevin Terrell needs to not try to pass me. On
that's the high side. That isn't part of racing.
Hey. With his oxygenated fuel.
That's right. with his cherry-smelling fuel.
Cherry-smelling oxygenated fuel.
He asked me the other day, he goes, do they really think I'm cheating?
Well, hold on a second. When you're asked a direct question and you dance around it, what do you think?
That's why my answer was, I'm like, they haven't said anything to me.
We feel that nobody's cheating out there. Uh-huh. We can trust every one of our drivers as a gentleman racer.
If you're not cheating, you're not trying.
Hello?
That's not true.
I'm not cheating.
Why
are you? Name one thing I'm cheating about. I'm listening.
Not now.
Mike, 110 fuel is allowed in the truck series. I ask Mike all the time, hey, let's go to 100 octane. Shit.
Let's go 113 octane. What the hell?
Yeah.
No.
I know somebody else that used to use a little fuel additive.
We're not talking about, now. You know,
I'd say not now.
I don't know if the smell, the odor additives, I don't think that's illegal in our rules that I remember. But I think it says no additives at all.
Yes, it says that.
Yeah.
And I believe it says no oxygen, whatever that word is.
Yeah. Well, I think it says, the 110.
110 only.
Yeah, let it only.
So if Kevin Terrell is running that fuel, yes, he's cheating.
But if he's not, then no.
If he's
not cheating.
I don't know.
I don't know why you're looking at me.
Ask him now.
That's right.
He goes, I was like, they haven't said anything to me if I don't know.
Well, go, Mr. Middleman. Go ask him. We'll tell you what to say when you come back.
No. We got a really good group of guys, we've been racing around long enough to know what each individual does and doesn't do, but if it looks like it's a huge advantage that somebody's taking advantage of, then obviously I think we all respect each other enough to not push the limits that far. So we're happy.
I know one night of fire, Gary was really fast, and he hasn't really been fast since.
Well, that's called coaching. Somebody was coaching the hell out of him.
That was, the truck was going, is all I got
exactly
to say.
Right. Hey,
everything was moving.
Came together,
that's right.
And that happened.
I guess Gary does listen to some people, just not me or you.
Well, I don't have to listen to him. He's turned
around.
He's turned around. Look,
I'm watching the race. I mean, if he needs me, then I'll tell him. He's raised long enough to know what's out there.
And don't say I don't listen to you when you spot for me, because I do. But, again, as we said 400 other times on this radio show, you're telling me what to do, and the truck is faster when I'm doing what I'm doing.
Different.
Following somebody?
Yeah. Look it.
You
look
were faster than
Hold on. Again, last time at Orange Show, I was listening to what Dylan was telling me, and in turn three, I said, Dylan, I'm doing what you tell me to do, and Mike is leaving me. Then I went racing the way I was racing, and I caught right back up to him.
Because he was all over the place.
We were both got ill trucks.
Yeah.
So,
but
I'm talking Irwindale.
Okay, I listened to you. I listened to you.
Oh,
25 laps later.
I was the spotter at Irwindale.
No.
Different time?
Yes.
Oh, okay.
When he was following Chloe, and I was like, Gary, race your own race. I was like, back the corners up. Okay, and kept doing it. And following her, I was like, you're faster than her. If you listen, you're going to pass her. And what happened?
You passed her.
Because you listened.
Oh.
Finally. Again, I said 25 laps. 25 laps later, finally, okay, I guess we're losing.
I listen to everybody, except for Mike when he's talking to somebody.
I'm talking to the NASCAR lady.
Becky.
That's who it was.
The same one that said, okay, you got it. See, you walked out the door.
Well, I was trying to get her to come back, because she was supposed to be there.
There's never a spotter. Like, I'm always told, hey, there's going to be an official over there. You talk to him. He'll work for the track. I'm like, I never had that.
Wow.
Usually it's me.
Yeah, they.
In Willow, I was everything. I was working for the track. I was working for the truck series. I was
spotting. Hey, see how many different hats you could wear?
That was three different radios that night.
Who am I talking to? Oh, okay.
That was taxing night.
He can't even watch
exactly.
Me. How the hell can he use the blue radios?
That was the who the hell is Patrick?
That's a funny story.
I did not know he didn't know your name was Patrick.
He had barely really known us back then.
I know, right. I only knew him because I've seen him at, you know,
Vegas.
That had just been
one time,
that was a random time that he just so happened to be there. And
yeah, and since then, he's been thrown out of Havasu.
Going out of every track.
Every track.
At, fighting at
every
track.
Every track.
This is what happens.
This
is what happens.
He had to bribe us not to get kicked out.
Hey, it's almost closing time. He's going to have to bring some more beer.
That's true.
And because he didn't show up tonight, guess what he's got to do?
But he still might show up, he said.
Maybe.
Well, this is like taking a battery back to AutoZone. We're going to prorate his time. It's worth less the later we get.
Instead of a case, we're going to make it an 18-pack.
Exactly. Keep getting more and more the later it gets.
Mm-hmm.
But don't get any speeding tickets.
That's right.
Oh, I got that covered.
I thought you said you got that coming, and I was going to say another one.
Oh, man.
I don't know, a cop was staring me on the way over here, just staring at me. I'm like, I didn't do anything. Move out of that light.
Yes, you did. If he was staring at you, you did something.
I must look like
he was driving. Work truck?
No, my little black car.
Oh.
He was sitting there like this, just staring at me. I was like, I'm just going to look forward to
him. Why didn't you stare back at him?
Just run into him.
That's
right. You just started into a cop problem.
Yeah.
All
just randomly.
Is that what happened when you picked
up? Yes.
Okay. I don't know. I'm just
right.
Saying. Speaking of that, how's that coming?
Every time I freaking text this guy, I was like, you ever at the shop? Nope.
What do you got to do? Just driving around?
Yeah.
I've kept it on the...
Hold on.
Oh, boy.
He texts me on a Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, never on a Saturday. And where do I hang out on most... Thursday, Friday, and Saturday?
Well, I know Saturdays you're usually down at the track.
Okay.
So
what would make you think I would be there on a Thursday or Friday?
On a Wednesday, I would think you have a full-time job here. You might be here. You would think that.
If he's not there, you can let me know if you need to get in there.
Well, usually I'll volunteer to come over and help him or something, see what he needs any help or whatnot.
We got a car we got to finish. We got to unload a truck.
And then I said, let me know if you're going to the shop. I'll swing by.
Isn't your work not too far from
you?
You can just swing by there anyways.
Well, I at least try to text them. So
Jump the fence.
I'm trying not to just sit outside the shop and wonder if he's going to show up.
He usually parks outside.
Now I'm going to park inside.
I'm going to hide from Justin.
Put a sign on the gate. I'm here. I'm hiding from Justin.
Well, there's a lot of moving bunch of crap around soon. That's what I was asking. Just, you know, it's fine.
We
but I have
to move
Charger
some crap around.
Well, that too.
Didn't you get that hint?
37 bombers?
But the space is valuable.
Didn't you get that hint? We need you to help move some crap around.
I keep saying, tell me when you're going.
Hey, okay. We got a lot of, after we move crap around, we still got a lot of vehicles to work around.
37 trucks, 37 cars.
Uh-huh. And one of them needs a new motor.
My kids like those cars.
Uh-huh. They use them for jungle gyms.
Right. Yeah. Hey, good news. The scissor lifts are back.
Oh, yes. Hey, that's what
all
I'm going to do.
Yeah. You can
take the remote and put them up there.
There you go.
I said, where's your sister at?
You almost did that.
I said, where's your sister at? On the jungle gym. I'm like, where the jungle gym?
Oh, in the jungle gym. Oh, well.
But after we put a new motor in one of the jungle gyms, they can't play in it.
No.
I told them
and
not to play it regardless, and you were like, you stop yelling at those kids.
That's
they
right.
Play, I mean.
Hey, just remember this. Whatever you tell them they can't do, when they're with me, they can do.
And then some.
That's right.
And then the white car.
Hold on. What did they get in the house when you said, you can't have a Pepsi? I said, get your Pepsi, the one The rat said, "Hey, will you help me open it up for that?"
That's funny shit.
And the other one, Rug, said to me, "Hey, when I get done with my water, can I have a Pepsi?" I said, "Hell yeah, put your water down and get a Pepsi now. Why wait?
Chug it down right now, all of you."
Right.
Jesus Christ.
So just remember, when they're around me, I'm going to do just the opposite as you tell them to do.
Oh, you better remember that.
That's right.
Oh, trust me, I know. I've learned it over the years.
Over the last five, right?
Before that. They were cultists.
That's why they love Uncle Gary.
That's right. No, Uncle Wyatt.
Uncle
Wyatt. Get it straight. Get it straight.
I'm sorry. I got that wrong. But
yes.
But when they call him Uncle Gary, I'm like, who the hell are you talking about?
Mm-hmm.
Can we go to Uncle Gary's house? No.
They walk in today, they say, "Uncle Gary Wyatt." I said, "What's up?" They said, "Go Kings, go." I said, "Yes."
There you go.
Got them trained to write.
They know his sweet spot.
That's right. Why do you think they got Pepsi?
Yeah,
they
up to the candy bowl.
They got bags of the little goldfish.
Oh, yeah.
The
goldfish.
I hid them from them because I didn't want them to eat them all, and I just recently found them.
Hey, stuck up.
I hid them so long that I didn't know where they were.
That's funny.
And when I walked out, they were eating goldfish.
Good kids.
That's right.
You have any more?
Hell no.
Oh, just asking.
Uh-huh. Well, the way you're going.
I'm all over town.
Two at a time. Hey.
Yeah, exactly.
We'll get that 12 soon at two at a time.
No, thank you.
I know you hear some people that have like 12, 14 kids and stuff like, damn, that's a lot of kids.
Nope.
Oh, well. Anyways. Let's go back to Blythe.
Okay.
We got Blythe.
Let's go to racing real quick.
Okay.
Jeff Peterson locked up the regional championship for Nevada.
Oh, sweet.
Oh, really?
Yeah. The NASCAR region. Well, congratulations to him. Love to see locals.
And so
business.
I say Lenny White locked up Vegas, California, and
yeah.
Then Jeff Peterson locked up the West, which is Nevada and
right. This was it South Coast region or something like that.
Well, no, Jeff Peterson was the West
region.
Region.
Okay.
And then
I don't know. They do it weird in NASCAR. However, they.
Yeah, and then Lenny White locked up California.
Okay.
So.
Sweet. Heck yeah.
Cool.
Mr. Kaylee Barker.
Yes.
Mr. Kaylee.
Mr. Kaylee Barker.
Kaylee.
Yep.
No, that's sweet. That's cool. What's Kaylee been up to? Racing the mods?
Mm-hmm. Well, I know. I don't think she's doing the traveling series. I think it was just the boring.
Just boring. That sucks because I hate to see her stop racing. She was good, you know, up and coming and all that.
Been around the boring for a long time.
Yep. Had many
long, months. Long, long, long time.
I remember when I was a kid seeing her out there in the bandos, so.
Well, maybe we see some more of her. She's due for some wins coming up in the mods at some point if she races mods next year. But anyway, speaking of mods, we do have mods on the schedule at Blythe Speedway. You can go to blythespeedway.com. We've got Bandoleros Legends on the schedule. Of course, local, I don't know how they do their other points and all that, but you get your local points. For those, we got mini stocks, factory stocks, street stocks, modifieds, and sportsmen's, which are a combination of early and new late models and pro lates and stuff like that. So you want to shake out your old chassis or something, bring it on out, run it as a sportsman. I think you'll have some fun. Otherwise, we have all the regular divisions out there. BlytheSpeedway.com, check it out. Go to the BlytheSpeedway.com Facebook page. Always up to date there. You'll see Justin in the corner. You're the corner guy, right?
I'm there.
You're there, yep. Of course, all the help we have out there, can't thank everyone enough. All our regulars out there, can't name them all, because then we'll get in trouble for not naming everybody. So.
Hey, that's the truth.
There's some I don't even know the name.
I know, exactly. Yeah, exactly. What's your name? Okay. You worked here? Okay.
No, Lauren was like, oh, it's had a name. I was like, I have no clue who that is.
Mm-hmm.
I was like, if they're not over here in the corner, I have no clue who the hell they are.
Yeah. Yeah. But, you know,
I don't feel bad. I'm not leaving the place. I still don't know her names.
Yeah. Well, like all the girls that work in the snack bar and stuff.
Right.
I barely see them.
I know. Yeah.
Before the race, I think
they
I
make some good food, too.
They do.
Before
they
the
do.
Race, I think I've seen them one time.
And speaking of the snack bar,
oh boy,
we're going to have another special this week.
Okay.
What Gary special?
We do have back. Oh, we do have back. Of course, the street tacos. Those
yes.
have been big hits, so they're continuing to stay on the menu. So, nachos.
Nachos.
I thought I saw movement.
Cheese, jalapenos.
Yes, you can have it with or without jalapenos.
Loaded nachos. I like getting nachos when I go to different tracks.
Yes. Well, you can get some with jalapenos.
I'm not a jalapeno guy, but
I think
I will do it with jalapenos.
Okay. I think I'm going to have me a hamburger with jalapenos this week.
There's a name for that.
That's right. I was waiting for you to see that.
And all you got to ask for is the hot lap burger
or
a hot dog.
Hot lap dog. Yeah.
Now you get the hot lap nachos.
That's right. Hot lap nachos or regular nachos? Which one would you like?
Man, I'm getting hungry.
Uh-huh.
Food talk. Snacks. Got candy bars.
Candy bars. Chips. Pepsi, Dr. Pepper,
yeah,
Diet
products,
Pepsi, Mountain Dew.
Yeah. Not enough people have Dr. Pepper anymore.
Yeah.
I keep going to restaurants and like, we don't have Dr. Pepper. I'm like, okay.
Yeah.
They're like, we have root beer. I was like, that is not the same.
Right? You don't see Mr. Pibb anymore either. Uh-uh.
Now there's no more Sprite. It's Starry. Or
now,
what is Sierra Mist.
Starry.
It took over for Sierra Mist.
They couldn't have picked a different name.
We got Sierra Mist, I think, don't we?
I think we still have Sierra Mist.
Yeah.
The only one left in California.
Uh-huh.
Please do not try to verify that.
That's right. And you have to come to Bryce Speedway on Saturday night after 6 p.m. to
That's
get
right. Now, the girls in there know, because I think ours says Diet Sierra Mist, but it's not actually Diet.
No,
regular,
yeah, no,
so.
The girls in there know.
So hopefully...
They're pretty sharp.
They are.
They're pretty sharp.
They do a great job.
Yes.
They do. So if you come down to Blythe, go to the concession, say hello. If you don't buy anything, that's okay.
Still say hello.
Say hello. There's everyone out there hardworking in every part of that track, so we do appreciate everything.
Except for the corner.
He just
stands there.
He just stands around waving his flag around on his phone.
Yeah. On his phone.
But that's okay.
We allow that sometimes.
I'm doing my damn job.
You're doing a great job, Ed.
That's right.
You're doing a great job.
I don't get yelled at anymore.
You want to get yelled at?
Jeff, like the first opening night, they kept telling me. I'm like, I know what I'm doing. Like, I know what I'm doing over here. We're good.
We could have people just take turns yelling at you.
Uh-huh.
Okay, Lauren will do that enough.
All right. Plenty of racing coming up. Don't we have next weekend? There's a couple of races. The Vegas has their Star Nursery 150 Arkham Menards Series race next. Was that Thursday or Friday? It's a Friday race.
Mm-hmm.
Is that the best
weekend? Isn't that the 14th or something?
Yeah.
13th is Friday.
Okay.
And then 14th Saturday is the.
They're racing after the Xfinity Series then. Because I know the big track race is Saturday, Sunday.
Yeah.
Well, I think we just said it was Friday, right?
Well,
it's Friday and Saturday.
The Arkham Menards is Friday.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And Saturday is usually Xfinity, and then Sunday's the big race, typically. So, But are they going to have other divisions? Oh, yeah, they are. I'm reading it right here.
Yes.
Local 62 mods, outlaw factory stocks, super stocks, skid plate cars.
Yeah, but they have to work around the TV schedule, so like...
They'll be last.
Yeah.
They'll be last.
And ain't that the big pay? Is this the big pay race for them, like $1,500 for the street stocks?
Oh.
It might be. I'm not 100% sure.
I might be wrong, but I think there's one of those races
coming up. Yeah.
Is
there another race after that?
No, I think this is the last race for the local guys.
Oh.
Don't they have they don't have an open comp, huh? Is this kind of their open?
That might be. I don't know. I know TJ Clark was posting on the racers page Let me see if I can't find that real quick.
I got two computers. I can't get up. I'm not in the host. Don't stay off.
You stay off.
Uh-huh. You just let these two go.
Let these. We get plenty of people. Yeah, I don't know. Cause I don't. The only thing I see on the boring schedule is that the important one, the NASCAR race, the important Menards race. We know how important that race is. That's priority.
I think the fall classic is the Star Nursery Classic.
Is it? Because the next big race would be the
well, no, the boring race is October 28th.
Okay. What are they doing? That's the
open comp. Yeah, that's the open comp.
Okay.
$11,000 to win for super late and late models and pro modifieds.
Pro modifieds?
Oh. That's just what it's called. I'm not 100% sure.
I don't know what a pro modified is.
And then the junior light models is $4,950. Well, I guess that's the complete purse. It's $5,000 to win.
Okay.
And is that the one they're paying top 15?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, yeah.
I read that somewhere that they're only paying 15 and up.
Yeah.
Or so 15 and down, whichever way you want to say it.
It's the junior lights, the pro modifieds, the super light models, and the pro late models.
Okay. No other.
And that's October 28th.
Okay. So that's kind
I
of
think I'll be busy
comp.
That day.
I think that's kind of their open comp.
Yeah.
I guess. Yeah. I wonder if the pro mods are their offset modified. I don't know. Not sure. Because isn't that in December, the Davey Hamilton
mm-hmm.
race, that's $50,000.
That's like first or second or something.
Yeah, something like that. I think it's first and second or yeah. something like that.
Well, that's the modified rules.
Uh-oh. Let's see.
Whoa. Watch the pages.
2,500-pound minimum.
That's what I'm saying.
It's just one page.
58% left side, 410 cubic inch max, CT525 aluminum block, 8-inch spoiler. If you're on a 602, you can be 2450, so 50 pounds less, 1% more left side weight, and you can run 10-inch wheels. Interesting. Do they spec that they're Hoosiers?
No? You read the whole thing I had.
I guess you can run any 10-inch wheel tire you want. I'm not sure. Get a hold of somebody at the bull ring. Maybe they can specify. Cool. Some big money. Big money. I don't know. Do they? They don't even have a tire barn at
no.
the track, do they?
Not that I know of.
I not that I know of either. Interesting.
That's cool.
Also. Coming up is a big street stock race down at Orange Show. Is that the same next weekend?
The 14th.
Mm-hmm. That's their big, I don't know, what are they calling it? Street stock.
Greg something street stock race or something.
That should be interesting because they had a ton of, when we raced down there at the trucks, they had a ton of street stocks on their open, their, you know, I think it was after their summer.
A couple of those guys said they were only there to get ready for that,
for
the big race.
Yeah, they had a ton of them there. That was cool. I love watching street stocks. You know, they're a good kind of a balance between the upper level and the lower level racing. It's always cool to see the street stock guys battle it out. There's always heated moments, unfortunately, but always makes for a good race. And that's a decent paying race, huh?
Yeah, $4,000 to win.
To win?
Yeah, to
wow.
win.
Cool. $4,000.
Yep.
There's going to be some hungry people. Yeah, there's going to be some hungry. You know, because the street stock, that's tough because you have new drivers, older drivers, stupid drivers. You got a mix of everybody in there.
Stupid racers.
You know, there's
a stupid racing.
Mm-hmm.
Not stupid racers, stupid racing.
That's right. That's right. Yeah, so that's always.
Speaking of that, did you see the NASCAR drivers go at it? The Truck Series guys?
No.
Matt Crafton punched this dude right in the face, broke his nose.
Oh man, he's going to jail, huh?
No, he got a $25,000 fine, and that was it.
Wow.
The other kid got a $5,000 fine because he turned around and told him to F and kill you at Homestead, and that's just something you shouldn't say out loud.
Yeah, I mean, what if something happens, right?
Yeah.
Jeez.
Yeah,
Crafton, huh?
Matt Crafton walked up behind the dude, tapped him on the shoulder. The dude turned around and just got leveled.
So what happened previous to that?
It was Talladega, and there was just a big wreck.
Yeah.
Talladega, the super speedway, you just one bad move and you wrecked the whole field, and that's what happened. And
is that similar to a breakout race? I can't wait to see some breakout races. I'm all for the breakout race.
Not breakout, no, it was breakout races.
Yeah, right.
I love the breakout race. That was the most fun I ever had. Me and JJ just running the... We were 1-2, just... It was like Talladega just getting pushed. I knew JJ wasn't breaking out. So I knew if I stayed next to him, we were good.
Yeah.
And the Bandolero line.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I love the breakout races. I know you guys don't like racing the breakout races, but...
I did.
Did you? What did you think of them?
I liked them.
Yeah?
Yeah. I liked it better when anybody...
Yeah, that's
anybody,
the way
anybody, not
anybody
just the leader.
Out. Yeah, I don't like just the leaders.
Well, at that time, I was running probably a 20.1 consistently. So,
you
like,
could just race your
I
race.
Knew I was...
Yeah.
I knew I was there almost perfect. And then they did the rule where you can run anything you want. You can have any tire on. I remember Jason Solon showing up in the 7 car. He had Hoosier 970s on his car, on the factory, on the bomber.
Well, yeah, what does it matter, right?
And
breakout, right?
He said only the leader can break out. So he would start in the back, and then that's when we had the pit road, like the infield wall. And I remember him having to go down, and he would start last again and shoot through the field because he knew he can run the laps. And I got ran over a few times by him.
Oh, not Jason. Come on.
Jason Sillens. I haven't heard that name in a while.
He still supports the bowling. He'll sit out in the tailgate.
Who got his old cars? Because I know he sold. I went and looked at one of them he had for sale.
So
I think I asked Gary about it. He said, that one was
I ran it.
Not all that. So
I ran it after, I want to say, 16, when I totaled the pink car. He loaned me that car to finish off the championship year. And then it was sitting in my garage, and some guy, Mark Seember, came and bought it. And I think Tia Guy ended up with it.
Oh.
I think it's in North Carolina now. Because I know Tia and her family moved to North Carolina.
Oh, yeah.
I'm pretty sure they took the car with her.
I wonder if it's racing back east.
I do know they... From what the mom posts on Facebook all the time, they're getting it ready to race down there.
Oh, wow.
And Cameron Guy.
Cameron.
Yeah, the brother was also racing.
Oh, really?
They raced together in Havasu a lot.
Oh, mm-hmm. I didn't know that.
Yeah, the 77. I forgot whose car that was originally.
Hmm.
It was a Caprice. I know they bought it from somebody. That might have been the 81, Rakowski. That might have been his car.
I don't remember the car. I just remember them racing together down there.
Interesting. I'm just looking for the Orange Show stuff. I can't find anything on it.
Hmm.
I mean, I found a thing that says that the other Prolate 100 and stuff like that, but nothing about the street stocks for that date.
Hold up. Sure
it's there. I just,
hold up.
Yep, we're all week for Patrick.
Yeah, October 14th, the Greg Cousteau Street Stock 100.
Greg something.
I can find that. Got it on his phone.
Yep.
Oh, well.
They posted a thing. They post every once in a while about drivers that... yeah. Yeah, so they post every once in a while about who registers to race in that race, and McKern
Mike McKern has registered in it.
Orange Show, the Facebook.
Oh, the Facebook, that's why. Yeah.
They don't do the .com anymore.
Nobody does that.
It's all Facebook stuff.
Nobody does that. Speaking of .com stuff, thebombernation.com, make sure you go there, check out the forum.
Yes.
Is that still the forum?
Yes, that's still
there. You can click on the forums link. There's some cool stuff. You can go check it out, look at some old past stuff. There's always links there you can post for sale stuff. I know it's that season where you want to sell stuff, get rid of your junk.
Your
and,
junk.
Get stuff ready for next season.
Buy new junk for next
junk,
season.
That's right. Sell your old junk, get some new junk.
Mm-hmm.
Hey, somebody wants your old junk. Somebody that's just getting into racing, you know, learning about racing or something like that. Always looking for old junk. So make sure you post it at thebombernation.com website. Click on the forum links. Go from there.
Sounds like Orange Show is going to have a lot of cars.
Oh, yeah. I mean, if it was, anything like that last race after their summer break, they should have a lot of street stocks, I would think.
And that's 100 laps, right?
Well, yeah, the race is called the Street Stock 100, so I'm assuming because I'm not 100% sure.
Huh, I wonder what I saw. Maybe I saw, like, last year's was a Prolate 100. Huh. Weird. So don't listen to me.
Darren Secord Racing, Katie Secord Racing, Eddie Secord Racing.
Who's that? Who that?
Eddie raced modifieds for a while.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
I can't keep up.
I see. Now he's has the super stock.
Is
fake.
Who's that? Mike Gray's kid, Stephen Ray, or is it
Gavin
Ray?
Gavin, I haven't seen his name pop up. So
I think I saw that earlier.
But he did
a few weeks ago.
I was like, when we were down there, he won that race.
Yeah, he's fast. So.
Look at your post.
I see it.
Fake.
Fake. Yeah, see what. Now this must be last year.
Michael's over here looking at crap from 3 years ago.
It says 2023 track schedule. It's on the NOSevents.com, and it, right here it says October 14th, Jerry Bishop Prolate Model 100 and Trunk or Treat event. Prolate 100 Street Stock Pro 4s ponies. I'm just reading what the website says.
So they must not
update this. Right.
Speaking of Trunk or Treat,
yes,
we have a big Trunk or Treat planned for the kids on October 28th at Blythe Speedway.
That's good. That's a race you're not going to want to miss, especially you got kids. They're going to want to come to Blythe Speedway. Go to blythespeedway.com. Check out the schedule there. The 28th, special night. Kids are going to have a great time. And, yes, there's going to be racing also.
We'll squeeze some racing in there somewhere.
Yeah. You know, that's something we encourage. You know, we always have a on-track autograph session, 45 minutes, enough time for everyone from the stands to come out and get their kids themselves even. You know, there's diehard race fans that want to come up close and talk to the drivers and all that. But on October 28th, we have the drivers, you know, asking them to bring some extra candy out. Most of the guys usually bring something, but extra candy, so... Gavin Ray. Oh, that's sweet. Cool.
A lot of talent there.
That's going to be a hell of a race. It's going to be a hell of a race, especially on that little track.
I just counted 29 pre-registered superstocks.
Sweet. That's about what they had when we were down there racing the trucks. They had.
Does it say how much it is to pre-register?
Mm-hmm.
While you're looking.
It's $4,000 purse.
Yeah. While you're looking, if you need earbuds... For your racing program, you want to get a hold of Cindy at Hair Clear. You can call her at area code 725-333-4327. That's area code 725-333-HEAR. That's HEAR is 4327. So get a hold of her. for racing earbuds or hearing aids, either one. At least with hearing aids, you can turn them down if you don't want to hear anybody bitching at you.
Who would ever bitch at somebody?
Maybe you need some. You turn them down and talk to your,
no,
whoever.
We're good.
Turn them up when you need to. Turn them down when the kids need something.
He does that already.
Yeah, yeah.
I just turned down the headset in the corner.
Yeah. Anyways, make sure after the show you tune in. Give us about 10 minutes or something like that, 5 or 10 minutes. We'll switch over, go to blithespeedway.net to listen, or go to the blithespeedway.com Facebook page and watch us live there. It's Blythe Speedway BS at the track after this show, where we just talk about nothing but Blythe. A lot of racing coming up still this rest of the season. You know, we got Vegas, we got Orange Show, of course we got Blythe coming up here this weekend. Special event, like Gary mentioned, October 28th, Halloween special. Great night at Blythe Speedway. You're going to want to go there. Bring your car. You're going to have a good time. Mini stock, factory stocks, whatever. You know,
dress your kids up that night.
Yeah, there you go.
For Halloween.
Halloween. That's exactly what it is, a Halloween
I'm going to dress up as a flag, man.
Okay. Sounds good.
Yeah.
You could do that.
Dress you up as a flag.
Yeah, big flag.
Mm-hmm. Stick you up on the pole.
No. Of course.
Oh, we're not done yet.
Rounding out the Blythe Speedway season will be the November 18th race, which is the finale championship night for the track. Also, the late model truck series will be there on that night for their grand finale. Another great night of racing.
I feel like a lot of hard work coming.
Yeah, it's going to be fun. It's always fun.
If you rest up now, you'll be ready for the next four races.
I'll say work's slowing down, so I can actually rest now.
You'll rest, and you'll have Thanksgiving to rest, you know.
Get fatter. Eat a lot of turkey.
I'm not a turkey guy. Ham.
Yeah, ham. Ham.
Ham.
Is it ham more at Christmas? Like turkey for Thanksgiving and ham for
Christmas?
I'm
a ham guy. I like ham bowl.
You like them both, right?
Yeah.
I like both.
I like turkey, too.
Well, you always cook up turkey, right? What do you usually do? Like, you smoke it?
Well, I usually cook it in beer.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. And nice and tender and soft.
Yeah, I know you do something special different for Thanksgiving.
Yep. If I have time this year, I'll do the same thing, if I have time. But, you know, I got a busy, busy schedule.
Without giving away secrets, I mean, you cook it, actually cook it in beer, huh?
Yeah, I put it in the pan, and
beer,
then just put beer.
You don't, like, shove beer in its
cavity? Yeah, butter in there, beer in there, bacon over it, and then I throw it out there for about 6.5-7 hours.
You make stuffing out of that same?
No. Stove
beer
stuffing.
Only the best. Stove
That's
top.
Right.
Can't
I go buy all the
stove top
cornbread I can find.
Go, hey, that's good stuff.
With brown gravy over it?
Oh,
you can't. Man, you can't beat that.
You make your own gravy?
Yes. No.
You modify.
Out of the brown package.
The brown package. Yep.
Yeah.
Mix some water in there.
Yeah. No, I use some of the beer.
Beer.
The beer.
Yep.
Yeah.
Anyways, we are out of time.
This is
didn't make it. Yeah. He's got a lot of catching up to do.
Somebody's got to pay for the race car.
That's what he said.
Fake.
Why, was Dad working? Oh, kid. Nah, dude.
Damn.
Anyway.
I'm not going to make it.
Hopefully, Ed Gillis said he's going to try to make it by the BS back show. So make sure you switch over. Give us about 5-10 minutes to switch over.
We're going
to
run down the hallway to the
blithespeedway.com. Check it out. Come to Blythe Speedway this weekend. You're going to have a great time. Also, if you're on there now, if you like it.